about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Hey. Flip mode.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. You're probably wondering why the voice you're hearing right now is not Spike. Well, guess what? This is a takeover version of the Spike on the Mic show. My name is Clark. I will be your host this evening. But, And the reason for that will be made self-evident once we get into the show and you meet our guests for the evening and the special occasion for why they're here. But before we get to that, let us introduce the crew. Not many changes other than the batting order. To my left, not in my peripheral vision, just to my left, it's the reason that we're here. It's the voice of reason.
All right, not much time, Clark. So, hi.
Okay, well, shut up. Right across from the voice of reason, it's Bill Schmatz.
Hi.
Okay, he's here. And then to the right of Bill Schmatz, I don't want to tell you this, you can't see any of it, but PW is sitting to Bill Schmatz's right.
That's exactly where I am. Thank you, Clark.
And then right to the right of...
Is that my peripheral vision?
We're not doing that tonight.
Yeah,
That's somebody else's material. Stick. We don't do their material.
Stick.
But the namesake for the show, you thought maybe he wasn't here because he's not the host. Guess what? You're wrong. Here's Spike.
Hey, Clark, I know you're in a hurry to do this, but let me say this. I was on Reddit. That's one of them social media website things.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
And they critiqued the show. Some Reddit people critiqued the show.
How'd it go?
No.
Not good.
They didn't like it?
They said one of the main things that you need to do is shorten your intro.
Well,
they say it's a little too long.
We've been blasting
through it. We were so close accomplishing that.
And then you just started talking.
I talked back to the Reddit guy. I said, okay, maybe we could shorten our intro a little bit more, but, you know,
but
it's what we do.
Yeah.
No, you can't, you know.
Suck it, Reddit.
Exactly.
We tried. But in addition to the regular crew who have all now introduced themselves, we have two very special guests tonight, and they're here for the same reason that I'm the host, because the feature-length film horror comedy Billy's Got a Bad Brain is premiering this Sunday at the Improv in Ybor City. And joining us tonight are the director and the star of the film, Mr. Tony God.
Yay. All right.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
And also our lovely co-star, actor, comedian herself, also involved with a number of other projects we'll touch on during the show. Please welcome Natasha Samrani.
Hello.
Oh, man.
This bring us some class to the show.
Class.
Wait, hold on. that's all we get is just a hello and a hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself.
See, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, I can hear me.
How about now?
You have to turn
I can
real
hear me
loud.
Now.
Man, okay.
I sound pretty good.
Natasha, how do you sound?
I always sound great.
Oh.
Wow. Turn me up more.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
So that's who you're dealing with tonight. That's the show. That's all we have for the intro.
All right,
how
good
about
night.
That?
All
right.
Fabulous.
We actually did an intro in 3 minutes.
We did the intro in 3 minutes, which gives us now time to highlight our sponsors for tonight's show.
Ooh.
The Spike on the Mic show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
All right, that's our sponsors. Our sponsor, Game Day Metrics, provided us with nifty T-shirts.
I know, this is so cool.
None for you, guests, just for the cast. Yeah, sorry.
Guests didn't get any?
Game Day Metrics didn't know they sizes.
Oh, that's what it was. So yours are in the mail.
Yeah.
So that'll happen. Yeah.
Nobody uses the mail anymore. Yeah. Stop lying.
Well, you know, that's part of the drawback of it. You regular listeners may remember that this is actually not the first time that the Billy's Got a Bad Brain film has taken over this show. So I would be remiss in not thanking Spike for making this forum available to help us promote this movie, which is entirely produced and acted in and created here in Tampa Bay, starring Tampa Bay local comics and actors and Tampa Bay scenery. So it's an entirely local, organic production, and we sincerely appreciate you making this available as a promotional tool for us.
Wouldn't you call it a tampon production?
I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't correct anybody who did.
First of all, I want to thank Clark for being so gracious with the introduction and introducing the film itself. And I would like to say you can get off of your knee already. Jesus.
Trying to be topical.
Yeah. No one's protesting the show.
No one, not yet. But that could happen.
Yes, it's early.
Do not disrespect the show.
I'm not disrespect. I wouldn't disrespect.
Although the room is red, white, and blue.
It is.
We are living in a flag. The show is inside of a flag.
Yeah.
Very patriotic. And we're drinking beer.
We're very flaggy here on this show.
Please include the ale.
I am not a flaggot.
Not a flaggot?
Okay, well.
Set it off, Clark.
In response to your giving me propers, it's not about me. My name's on it, Spike on the mic, but it's about all of us because I scratched Tony's back. He scratched my back.
Really?
We smooth.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your relationship.
Sometimes we spoon and he scratches my front.
The spooning is mostly PW and the Voice of Reason. That's their thing.
This is also, not all about Spike. This is also about his mic.
It's also about
it really is. Also, I'm going to give a big shout out because Princess Brown is online listening to us.
Oh, Princess Brown, our favorite soon to be lawyer.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is she practicing yet?
That is our counsel for the show.
No, Princess counsel. Brown is a lawyer.
Yeah, she's
but no helped anybody here. She's an international lawyer.
She's an international lawyer.
So if you need any legal expertise, Princess Brown will be the counsel for you.
Does that make her a sponsor too? Because where's my T-shirt from her?
Does she have T-shirts?
In the mail, Clark.
Yeah,
do lawyers?
It's in the mail. There you go. Yeah,
that's actually a good question. Do lawyers have like T-shirts and stuff like that?
They should. Do, yeah.
Lawyers are perpetually naked, Tony.
I mean, you know, like
they wear suits.
Hey.
Well, I mean, do they have like you know like you sell T-shirts after a show?
Yeah, they have merch.
They have,
do
like,
lawyers have
merch? In the courtroom
after the verdict?
Hey, I'm gonna wrap up my summation here in a minute, but before I go, I want you to know I'll be out in the lobby with these T-shirts.
Right.
Stop out and see me on your way out.
Yeah, two for one gavels.
Yeah.
I'll have a CD of the summation.
Yeah, exactly.
Available.
Yeah.
Client's guilty, but hey.
Do they have a shirt with a picture of the guilty and a picture of the innocent?
Yes.
Yeah, and you just flip it around based on what.
They're just like Super Bowl T-shirts. They have one for each, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The innocent is all girl shirts, all little like.
Then they send
form fitting.
The other ones to Africa are the ones that don't
work. Oh, exactly.
I thought I was going to be found innocent, but I'm guilty. I guess some kids in Africa are getting some T-shirts.
Uh-huh. Do you ever think that people in Africa are watching the television and we're hoping, I hope I get the
No, loser. I figure they're getting T-shirts regardless.
I'm pretty sure somebody's wearing my old website on their shirt right now.
You think?
While they're picking rice. I don't know.
Hopeful dream.
Hopefully, yeah, with their members only jacket.
Once they get Wi-Fi over there, man.
Yeah.
So, like, I got away with it, and then on the back, do we cheat them and how?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Wow.
I've left jobs that I wasn't happy with and then made sure to put the polo shirts in the Goodwill bin.
I've so that conversations I've been happy with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And...
But getting back to the I met Tony, actually, now that I think about it, through this show.
Oh, boy.
So what is the history between you and Spike that I now am associated with both of you, John?
Wow, that's even further back.
Well, yeah, that's what we're here. We have an hour.
He was a banana.
We met originally when I started coming in doing 10:10 a.m., when the
real radio.
Real radio. Yeah. We were on real radio.
Wow.
Before we went retroactive and decided to do it all over again on a computer.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were, same thing. You know, same thing. But so we met Because I was the guy, I was, well, this is when I was starting out doing comedy at the Improv, I was also the media guy. So I would bring the comics through every week. And we eventually, you know, basically got into, come in, you know, just come in on, you know, coming on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And we would hang out and we would, you know, we'd do kind of like what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But within the confines of the FCC.
So,
but it was basically, I'd come in every week, and if I was on the road, I'd call in, and eventually we just all kind of hooked up and did that for a year or so until we were actually following Howard Stern.
Yeah, that was Buzz.
Howard Stern opened for you.
They were the morning show, so we had a really good audience after that, you know. So it was really fun. It was a lot of fun, but that eventually ended. But we obviously kept in touch. You know, Spike is doing his thing. I was still doing my thing. I was on the road a lot, and then you know, eventually he started doing this, and you know, we hooked back up, and that was basically it. I mean, we started doing this shtick many moons ago on the Real Radio.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, let's skip all the stuff that happened between then and now, and let's get to now.
All right.
We're here because
fast forward.
Billy's got a bad brain.
Oh,
he's almost done. You hinted before the show.
This is original music.
From the film itself.
Oh, yes. And a big shout out to Dr. Cotton, Captain Clark's sister.
Oh, she's on.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Yeah, right.
She's excited. She's a fan. She hasn't seen the film yet. She's a fan.
Well, this is original music for the movie.
This is being heard for the first time then by the public.
This it might
is.
Be.
Right.
Is this Oscar nominated?
Yeah. Oh, it will be.
It should be. This is actually, this is called The Foggy Bay.
Okay.
This is original composition by a 13-year-old girl.
Wow.
13-year-old composer.
Wow.
And yeah, she's actually composed a few pieces for the film. So it's very good.
What's her name?
That's Tori Joyce.
Tori Joyce.
That's actually the daughter of the general manager at the Improv.
So a name people should watch out for in the future.
I don't think they're going to have to watch out. I think they're going to get hit over the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got access to an orchestra.
Well, that's the thing. This is a digital music.
Oh.
But we're going to redo this with a live orchestra.
And nice.
Record it properly, but
will you be wearing a tux for that?
I'll be out of the way, man.
Oh, just
I'm
going to
be out of the way,
event, right?
I will. I would like to be there when it happens, but yeah, the plan is that we go back and re-record these things with an actual orchestra and do it live, and then we'll revamp. We'll basically do like the editor's cut of
nice.
The film later on when we have more money to spend on it, but that's going to be in the film right there. So we got a lot of talent.
Well, I normally don't host this show, so I just got a very subtle stage direction from Spike, who pointed at Natasha and said, "Who is that?"
I snuck in here.
So I think what he's subtly trying to say is that we need to give Natasha some mic time.
Yeah, stop talking to Tony. And, you know,
yeah,
we have time to talk to everybody. But
that's right, because our introduction was so.
That's
quick.
Right. We have plenty of time. So since I did receive that very subtle stage direction, Natasha, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tony's been on the show lots of times.
Yeah,
most people are familiar with him. I don't think anybody's ever heard you on this show before.
Okay. My name is Natasha Sam Rainey, and I know Tony through the Improv. I'm a stand-up comedian based in Tampa as well, and I have a bit of an acting background, but a little more in improv and storytelling and I don't know. What do y'all want to know?
Well, you have very a funny. Pretty extensive theater background. You mentioned the improv and a little bit of acting, but it's a little more extensive than that, isn't it? I mean, you travel all over the country.
I try to.
You're frequently in Chicago, performing in shows in Chicago. And
yeah.
And then I just saw a thing on Facebook that you traveled to Missouri because you're assisting on a film Tell us a little bit about that film. It's not a horror comedy.
It's not. Although everyone knows the movie Deliverance. It was actually Mississippi. Sometimes it felt
Oh, I thought
like,
it was Missouri. Sorry.
Yeah, the other M-I-S-S.
Almost.
Sorry. I had four of the letters right.
I was so ready to ask what you showed Missouri, the show me state.
Oh, yeah.
I was so ready.
Yeah, really.
Finally.
I'm so confused. Like, what
finally
are they?
A good question.
I feel like they're claiming so many types of states that they're allowed to be. Hospitality state, show me state.
They,
like now they're like the Delta music state, like whatever they can do to bump up that tourism. I did learn something though. I feel so. I was there with a friend who's actually an actor too, working on her master's thesis film. And I started in TV and radio, so I was helping her shoot some stuff. But we had an interesting time. I'm always wary when I have to go somewhere where I am not only a minority but like an anomaly.
What? A minority.
That means she's short.
Yeah, oh, really. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she's not tall.
I don't know if you noticed, Clark, but I have one eye, and it's the size of my head.
I wasn't going to say anything.
She's a cyclops.
Yeah.
I've
been trying not to look.
Well, Natasha, is this the highlight of your career?
He means
oh,
the show.
God, I hope not.
Part.
this right here.
Yeah, right now, being on the SOTM.
Yeah. Just being near Spike.
Yes.
Just go home and write.
Just being near Spike.
Dear Diary. It has happened. It has happened.
Yeah, it has.
It has happened.
Yeah, so I finally met a human named Spike, and he had excellent grammar.
Ooh,
it has happened.
It wasn't.
I'm just playing, y'all.
He hasn't talked enough yet.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
You're a minority with this one, too, because you're the XX chromosome and you're attractive.
Oh, yes.
We do not have ladies on the show very often.
Why is that?
Because we're creepy.
Look around.
Look at these guys.
Yeah. I love that. I was like 15 minutes early, and I was waiting. I don't know what listeners know about your staging, but like I was waiting out at the bar like for 15 minutes. And then Spike, who I never met and only heard about, comes out, and he's like, "You're Natasha, and you're such a gentleman." And he's like, "Come with me." And I'm like, "Where are we going?"
In my van with some
and you follow him, right? Yeah. So that speaks to your
judgment. Is it called Amethol? What's it called when you put a girl out?
Oh my God!
You put over the over
chloroform.
The yeah, that one.
Why do you know this?
Friday night.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, really.
But it is a horror
something
movie.
Works for me. I stick with it.
That was actually the most perfectly logical conclusion too, because most people actually go to the bar after listening to the Spike on the Mic show.
Right.
What have I done with the last hour of my life?
Yeah,
nobody.
Exactly.
He dropped enough unsolicited details that I was like, all right, he might be safe.
Yeah, okay, all right.
No, he's very nice. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. We're glad that we are honored to have you in our presence and sticking a mic in your mouth.
So for creepy guys out there listening, if you've ever wondered if you can pick up a girl in a bar at a bowling alley, it can happen.
Yes.
It can happen.
You have to learn their name and a couple of facts about them.
Yeah,
and
that's all.
Thanks, Tony.
This also works at the airport.
Okay. Oh, okay.
TGIFs.
Now you know what Spike does the other 6 nights a week.
To prove another point, Clark, these guys listening to the show, because it's probably all guys, do not need any encouragement. You guys just jumped on that bandwagon.
That's true.
Also, in a bathroom, a ladies' bathroom.
Right.
Remember, there are shadows. Use them.
Oh no.
So who do you play in the film Billy's Got a Bad Brain?
I feel like appropriately so, a conspiracy theorist that just hangs around and improvises her lines in a creepy way.
her character's name is Kara.
Yeah.
Kara. Okay.
Now
I didn't have any scenes with Natasha in the film. So.
No.
By design, probably.
Yeah, I had to keep you away from her.
Well, vice versa. I mean, she's constantly chasing me around.
Clark always seemed to be on set, even when he didn't have something to shoot.
He's always there.
True.
Holding a microphone.
It wasn't a microphone.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my word.
But it did echo. It had reverb.
Being in a room full of comedians.
Her character is a conspiracy theorist, and... What's very impressive once you see this is that her character didn't really exist. That was part of the changes that I had to make.
Is that the name of the character, or is it like a description
Kara.
Of the character? Okay, conspiracy theorist, you said.
Okay.
I was wondering if it was like a Bond film, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, really.
It's like unbonded, maybe.
Exactly. Right. I was waiting for a number behind it or something. Conspiracy theorist one or two, but no.
Well, so her character, I had to basically create at the last minute because we had to make changes and, you know, locations and so forth.
You too were walking down the bowling alley bar and saw a woman at the bar.
Oh, no, no.
How would you like a part in a movie?
Yeah, really?
Here's how I got her in there. Is
you're terrible.
She read the script. You know, I sent her the script to read just to kind of give me some feedback, check it out. And then as things progress, as things change, I need someone to fill in these blanks because I have to change these scenes. So all of her lines, everything she said was improvised.
Nice.
Everything she said was improvised.
Oh, nice. One of them kind of
Yeah, so it's like she's in like two or three scenes, three major scenes, and she created the dialogue.
That's not fair. You didn't have to memorize.
That's what I was going to say. Tony doesn't know, but improvising is easier than memorizing.
Well, that's not true. That's the misconception.
Yeah.
It's easy for people that know how to improvise, that know how to do something with information. She knows how to do something with information, and she had the information I needed her to have. So all I had to do was give her the instruction. I need you to be this person with this information. And that's how I didn't need her to memorize lines. She already knew them.
So let me ask you this. So, Natasha, how does the your person you're talking to bounce off you if they have no idea what you're going to say? So we're sitting at a bar, right? And some guy walks up and just says, hey.
Follow me to the bowling
alley. Here's what's even more impressive. That in the scene that she had where the major conversation took place, her partner in that scene improvised her lines as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not an actress. So they were just
doing a Spike on the Mic show.
You just know where you have to go.
Here's my genius, okay? And you'll appreciate it in about a year.
Do this right here. Extend your arm, bend your elbow, and pat yourself on the back.
I don't need to do that. I got a big old
Dr. Bonatti using his.
So here's how this works, okay? The other person that she was improvising with, I also sent her the script, okay? And I got feedback from her. So she knew the script as well. So they both knew the story.
Right.
And each person knew what the other person was supposed to accomplish. She's supposed to reveal there's a conspiracy. She's supposed to be a conspiracy theorist. The other one is supposed to be in denial. Okay? The other person I know can digest information as well because she's a scientist. So she's pretty good at deducting things.
Good at denying
things. And putting exactly. Denying things until they're proven.
That's it.
So it's very believable. So basically that's it. It's not all about, you know, there is a certain degree of skill needed to be a performer, an actor, an actress. But if people already have those qualities and you know how to get to those qualities, they just need to be directed to do it. And
so when the credits roll and it says written by Tony God, that's kind of a stretch.
No. Not really. Not according to the contract.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know that the entire series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, is pretty much the same way. I mean, it's just written as a storyline, but all the lines or most of the lines are pretty much improvised except for key line. Get to this line.
Exactly.
So it's a
focal
point.
That's exactly what we did with them. And that's what I told Natasha. I gave her a couple of points. I said, I need you to make this come
out.
Get
to that.
But I'll tell you what her, let her tell you her own experience. Whether I don't even know if she was nervous or not because she didn't look nervous. I have no idea
She's
how comfortable
a pro.
She was. But I'll let you... Let her speak for
she said that
her own ability.
Bowling alley. Of course, she's not nervous.
She can tell you about her process because I don't.
All four walls are covered in pictures of girls I don't know. I've been trained in improv for probably about 6 or 7 years, but I feel like one of the joys of it is actually not knowing what's going to happen. And like you said, just like taking in with all of your senses sort of what's happening and sort of like the thrill of like reaching that arc, whatever it may be. I don't know. So it was just fun to be on set and to figure out what I was going to do. I remember asking Tony, I'm like, so I have no lines in here and you want me to do what? And he's like, just come on set and I'll let you know. And so I show up on set, sign the contract. We talk a little bit and we haven't done the scene yet, but I'm like probing for information. And he's like, I'll let you know when we get there in like another hour or so. And then we sit down and he's like, okay, here's the idea. Now do it. And I was like, okay. Cause you never know how much like freedom you get. So you don't want to overstep any bounds, but it was pretty fun.
So let me ask.
It worked really well too.
So let me ask this real quick. I'm sorry, Dr. Clark.
No, you're fine.
So if most of your lines were improvised, was there ever a cut? Let's do it again. Because if it's a cut, let's do it again. Then you can't improvise the exact same lines again, right?
It depends. Actually, I feel like that's sort of where the directing comes in. Like if Tony saw that he already got what he needed, then he'll let you know. And improvising isn't only about creating something to fill a space. It's also about developing or maybe building or adding on to. So to answer your question, yeah, we couldn't improvise exactly again, but we could add to or make better.
And just to that point, that's exactly what we did. Mm-hmm. And they did improvise the conversation almost exactly the same twice.
Wow.
Which was really good, which was basically, that's what you really need, especially when you're improvising, because what happens is, like she said, you build onto it. So by the second or third take, now you've got they've got their flow, they've got their story, they've got their rhythm. So now when you go to edit, it all comes together really nicely. But yeah, it's tough for them to improvise the same thing twice, but they did it.
Well, my question is, and I sort of know the answer to this a little bit, but I don't have all the detail on it. The film is cast almost entirely of, there's a few people with screen credits and stage credits as actors, but for the most part, it's comedians. And how big a leap of faith was that for you to go, okay, I'm doing my motion picture and I'm putting comedians in here who I don't know if they can act, I don't know if they can improvise, I don't know what they can do. Was that any source of stress before you started production going, I'm kind of casting my lot with these guys, I don't know what they really bring to the table outside of very few exceptions?
Not really, because everybody that was in the film, I've already seen them on stage, I put them on stage. I already know, like I said, I know what you're capable of. I'm watching. I know as I put people into positions that are gonna showcase their strength. Mm-hmm. If I've been watching you on stage for a year, I know exactly what you're gonna do on camera.
Right.
I know exactly, and I know how many takes it's gonna take. So, like when we did the scene with the study subjects.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, at Rio.
There's a scene in the film where one of the professors, played by me, is interviewing people for a research project, and
it's behavioral research. Yeah. So he's sitting down with these,
sizing these guys up,
and they're all comics.
I've seen some of this.
Yeah,
and it's really fun.
So it's like that's one of those situations where I told them, you're a study subject. Come in and you do whatever you want to do. You can do one of your bits. You can do something improvised, but you're telling a story and revealing something about yourself, okay? So that's what they did.
Okay.
So I already know, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses is. It's like when Rio came in, he did some impressions. He nails those things.
Right.
So those are perfect. Tommy Gill comes in. He does a little bit of comedy, and then he does his poem.
Mm-hmm.
That's his strength. So it's like when he starts doing that, he can get into it, you know. But yeah, it's like I wasn't worried at all. I knew what everyone was capable of.
Okay. Well, one more follow up on that.
Except for Clark Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, unknown. Yeah.
The wild card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've seen all these guys on stage, but typically guys are on stage by themselves. How did you know who was going to work well together on screen in scenes together? What if there? I mean, you sort of had to like hope that the chemistry was there between people, right? I mean, or did you already have an idea just from their singular stage personas who would work together well in
scenes? I know exactly what you're capable of.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me.
He knew that eventually he'd just be cutting you out.
Listen to me. When you watch this, I want you to notice something. Who's in the scene with who?
Right.
Okay? Most of the time, comics are in the scene with other comics.
Yeah.
Actors are in the scene with other actors.
That's why I didn't have any scenes with Natasha. That's why.
You were in scenes with everybody except Natasha.
Everybody
you're in the scenes
Natasha.
That you're supposed to be in. Right. Yeah, really.
It actually, makes
you know
perfect
what? You're,
sense.
Well, you're not in the actually, you're not in the scene with Natasha. You're not in the scene with Helen.
No. Nope.
You just watched.
All right, so
yeah, so yeah, Amanda, I did pretty good.
I'm not in any scenes with Amanda.
No,
so
there's
so,
a theme.
So Tony, let me ask you this: one of our listeners,
it's
one
a
of
good
our listeners,
way, the good thing pointed out.
I have a restraining order against me in a movie.
Yes, one of our listeners pushed out a question. They're saying,
yes.
Is a poetry and comedy a great combination?
Poetry and comedy?
I think they're referring to Tommy Gill.
Yeah, Tommy Gill.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like. He calls it a poem.
Okay.
But
it's quite. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, yeah, poetry and comedy does go together because it's yes. Just look at Shakespeare.
It's a dance,
there was a young lady from Wheeling.
Exactly.
If you're not familiar with traditional poetry, you may recognize what Tommy does better as screaming.
He's doing, what do they call it?
Primal Scream.
Primal Scream, yeah. He's going John Lennon on us, man.
Yeah.
Going Primal Screaming.
Well, I think what the obvious thing that we need to do now here, and we didn't talk about this before the show, but no. I think we need to do a Spiked Repeats Theater.
Oh.
Ooh. Totally improv scenario.
Oh, my God. 100%.
And so, I'm saying Natasha has a leg up.
I have a scenario that we can do.
All right. This will be good.
We'll do Spiked Repeats Theater.
You want to give us the plots now before we hit the intro?
Well, yeah, we have to do it so you know what parts you're playing.
Exactly. Right?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is the story of a bowling alley that has determined they have a problem with creepy guys coming through and hitting on the women.
Oh, man.
Natasha is the new manager at the bowling alley who has noticed this problem.
Okay.
Steve is clearly one of the creepy guys.
You're right.
Voice of reason, yes.
Tony is a guy who is just trying to get his bowling league off the ground, just wants to make sure there's a good bowling atmosphere.
All right.
Spike works in the bowling alley. He rents shoes. PW, do you want the speaking part?
No, I'll stick with the sound effects.
Okay, and then Bill Schmatz, you can be the guy who works in the snack bar at the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Natasha's first day on the job. She's already noticed there's a huge problem. I'm the owner of the bowling alley. I have very little to say about it. But I've hired Natasha to come in and clean up my operation.
All right.
And this is Natasha's first day on the job cleaning up the creepy bowling alley.
All right, here we go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another performance of the Spike on the Mic Masterpiece Theater.
It's really Spike the Piece.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spike the Piece Theater.
And go.
Shoes. Psst. Oh, I'm spraying these shoes. I put some Lysol in these shoes. These are, anybody need another size 7?
I need size 12.
12, yeah, 12? Right. That's what you say. Yeah, I've seen your hands.
Listen, can I also, I need to find a place to put my 18-pound blue balls. I have, our team is coming in today. The blue balls.
Gee, what's the problem in this bowling alley?
I need someone to take care of my blue balls. Our team starts today.
Well, my name is Pin Chaser, and this is my bowling alley.
Hey, Pin.
And I've hired a new manager because there's some areas that need some attention around here, and she's already been here for a couple hours. I'd like to hear what the new manager, Natasha, has to say about this establishment.
Boss, you never put blue balls in my contract.
Hey, creepy guy, after you get your shoes on, do you want to get some pizza over here after you comb over your hair? You got that comb over right now.
I'm talking to Blue Eyes over here right now.
No, stop talking.
It's not
stop.
Blue Eyes. It's Blue Balls.
Well, Chief, I don't think you have a problem here. The guys seem to be getting along with each other.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the girl with the boobs over here. Blue Eyes.
There you go. Dial up the creepy.
Yeah, try not to stutter, pal. How about a place where there's 18-pound blue balls?
To Blue Eyes.
Are you referring to me? Or because this is radio and I didn't see where you were pointing.
Okay, so who needs a size 8 and 10 limbs?
That's what I'm saying. How about a 12?
So you guy with the little bowling league, you got the balls, you guys need some shoes or what?
Stop serving my nachos out of your shoes.
I don't care if you guys bring your treehouse meeting here as long as you're paying for the space that you're sitting in.
You said treehouse?
Treehouse. Sound like a bunch of 11-year-olds eating snacks out of your mom's pantry. No wonder she kicked your asses out.
Boss, I'm trying to get all this stuff done. No one seems to be buying any of the pizza today.
Well, as the owner of this establishment, I think the answer to what's going on is very clear, and yes, Natasha, I will marry you.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been sweating my balls off.
The blue ones?
All of the blue ones.
And scene. Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
I would advise people to come see the movie anyway.
That was tragic.
Can I just say this is... The Spike the Peace Theater reenactment was an improv, and it's not indicative, big word, of...
You just have to get Dick in there again.
Yeah, stick that in there. Not indicative of Billy's Got a Bad Brain, which correct. Is premiering October
I'm sure it was a little more organized.
And please don't use indicative again, because you've used it twice correctly.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's not going to happen.
You've also pronounced Natasha's name correctly every single
it's
time.
Yeah,
I'm a little really frightened.
She's XY chromosome. I'm into that kind of stuff.
No, usually she's Lisa by now.
Exactly. Yeah.
You are into the XY chromosome.
Yeah, I am. I'm into them.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
So Billy's got a...
You and me, bro.
Billy's Got a Bad Brain. That guy jumps off the plate on October 15th, right?
Premiere is October 15th at the Tampa Improv.
Oh, man.
So that'll be... Yeah, that's a Sunday. That's next
Sunday.
There's
another big premiere that comes after that.
Well, the online streaming will be on Halloween.
And that's going to be like a live 31st. Stream.
Well, I mean, it's going to be... You can stream it or download it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It'll be available. Yeah, then, huh?
We should do a live stream, but like with the two men sitting in front. What is it, Masterpiece Theater? Those are the only live characters.
Well, I mean, that's something that could be done. You know, we could do a
Mystery
commentary.
Science Theater.
We'd have to charge for it. It'd be a pay per view thing. You know,
that'll be in the DVD collector set.
Instead of emojis, people can like buy us popcorn and see what we do with it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We could do like instead of those porn sites. What do you want me to do?
Well, take.
What does $2.95 an hour get me?
Yeah, well, we could show you a movie.
Yeah, we'll show you a movie.
You want me to turn it on?
We should also mention that the premiere is this upcoming Sunday. That's a big deal.
If you're in Tampa, and you want to see this thing live on a screen with a group of people, and we'll be there. Not everybody from the cast will be there. Some people are out of town, but most of us will be there.
Now, was this shot in IMAX? Is this going to be one of those?
Oh, no.
Oh, 3D?
Not quite.
3D?
Slightly less than 3D.
It's all sound.
2.25D.
All sound.
We'll be screening it there and then, release it online. We're working on setting up some more screenings and showings, that kind of thing.
Well, and Wednesday isn't directly related to Billy's Got a Bad Brain. However,
Wednesday,
there's a show at the Improv.
Comedy show?
Headlined by Tony Godd, and everybody in the show... Is in the movie.
Is actually part of the film.
Oh, that's cool.
And we're collecting donations for Puerto Rico Relief.
Yeah.
So bring some goods and get in free, but call ahead and reserve.
Who's in that show on Wednesday?
Me, you.
Oh.
Natasha.
Oh.
Josh Santos.
Oh.
Jeff Luis.
Oh.
So it's a good lineup.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun night. So if you're not sick of us from this show, you can get sick of us at the Improv twice this week.
Oh, so that'll be fun.
That's exciting. Promote that, Clark.
Yeah, I'm a master promoter, basically, of the movies. So
some other a master something else.
Fishing. I mean, this is starting with your fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the guy who puts the bait on the hook, yeah.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Something. You're a master at...
Fishing hooker.
I'm not following. I don't get it at all. I don't understand what you're saying at all. Man. So this is pretty exciting. Natasha, what have you done a film before like this?
Not like Billy's Got a Bad Brain. I can't even watch before
films?
I get sick. Yes, I have been in films.
What's some of the films we might recognize?
Well, actually, one was like a web series. It was a web series shot in Chicago. And I played a student activist who was Ukrainian sometimes. Very weird.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
Don't ask me to explain. And also lesbian. And so I had my first makeout scene with one of my friends who's also a girl.
Nice.
No, Clark, I will not go on.
Go
I'm just
on.
Answering your question.
So you were in lesbian films, is what
I was
totally saying.
In lesbian films. It was so much fun. It was actually super fun.
And you didn't want to go get in my van?
Well, now,
so sorry.
Now I know why.
Boys in your tree houses.
Yeah. Oh. It's sad. It is sad.
But
so
yeah.
Let me ask you this. This is a question I'm asking because I don't know. You have a lot of experience in Chicago, which is known as a hotbed of comedy.
Yeah.
Why are you
and
here?
And improv, yeah.
Why are you here? I mean, nothing against Tampa. I love living in Tampa, but Chicago's home of the Second City and all those guys and other great theater companies and improv troupes. How did you wind up in Tampa?
Actually, my parents are military, but when I was probably middle school or high school, they got transferred here. And after 9/11, it was just sort of like, okay, you're staying here because of McDougal.
Oh, really?
So, well, sorry to bring it down. But yeah, that was the reason why this is sort of a home base for me. So I have a lot of family and like connections here. So
the rumor that you came here just to be with Steve is completely incorrect.
It is incorrect, but I don't want to tell him. Good thing he has headphones on.
I should never have started
that
rumor.
Show now.
Should never have started that rumor. No, but there's a lot going on here too. I actually improvise with a group down in Sarasota called Florida Studio Theater, and they have a pretty large festival.
Oh my word.
Oh my god,
like
we're getting a phone call.
We're getting an actual phone
call. No, yes. And I didn't give out the phone number on purpose.
What?
It's probably for you.
Yeah,
god,
probably.
I hope not.
All right, call it. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
It's around 10 knots.
Oh.
And inland waters are lights off. Isolated thunderstorms in the evening.
It's a weather radio.
Weather report.
It's okay.
The weather report.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's pretty much how we get one phone call a show.
Yeah.
And it's usually somebody doing something strange. Often it's a toilet flushing.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's a weather report.
That was the sexiest weather report I've ever heard.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next?
I don't know. We should call him back.
Don't.
Yeah, except it's always unknown number.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm really excited to be here among guys that have really good radio voices. Sometimes it doesn't go so well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank
really?
You very much. That's very nice.
Really?
My real voice sounds like this.
This isn't my voice.
I'm actually here with a bunch of munchkins.
We're getting a lot of hits about this show, about when is the show, and they want to re-promote the information about the show. So
I'll
tell you. Well, let me break it down. This Wednesday,
all right.
We're doing
the 15th of October.
No.
Give
Wednesday,
him a chance
Wednesday
to get a piece of paper and a crayon.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yeah. So this Wednesday, October 11th, we're doing a comedy show. We're at the Tampa Improv.
All right.
I'm headlining. Clark is on the show, Natasha, Josh Santos, Jeff Louise. And that's straight up comedy show.
Rafiq Shaheen.
We're doing, Rafiq also is on there.
This is pre-premiere.
Yeah, this
it's
is
not
this
officially
is,
tied
this
into
isn't,
the movie.
This has nothing to do with the movie. This is the other thing that I do.
That's how many comedians are in the movie, though. You can't have a show without having somebody from the movie in it.
Exactly.
So sometimes I still do stand up.
All right. Yeah.
But this is a benefit.
Well, it is now. Okay. Until the government didn't give a shit.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So now it's a benefit.
Nubian princess says I
don't. You'll see a lot of shows coming up all by Hispanics because people tend to forget that Puerto Ricans are Americans because they're too fucking stupid. So Wednesday was going to be a regular show, but because nobody gave a shit, we're going to collect donations for Puerto Rico. I don't want any money. I want donations. I want non-perishable items. I don't want your money. I would actually encourage you, if you're going to donate money, donate it to whatever charity that you like to donate it to, regardless, because all of it helps in the end. But Wednesday night, if you want to come down, you want to come and see the show and get in free, make a reservation. Tell them you're bringing a donation, or just use the code, the promo code HammerTime.
Nice
for Wednesday. So that's a regular show, okay?
And then
stop.
Can't touch
hammer time.
This.
Hammer time.
you can't touch this.
Hammer time. Damn
you
right,
can't
man.
See this, but they're all dancing now.
No, yeah, nobody really. Ever uses hammer time anymore.
No,
man. So that's Wednesday.
I wore my balloon pants tonight.
Wednesday night is that. And
that's
then,
just for the extra room after eating.
Yeah, really.
On Sunday, which is the 15th, October 15th, that's the movie premiere, and it's at 7:00. So you want to get there earlier. You can reserve tickets for that on the ImprovTampa.com website, or you can call the box office. I would suggest you use the promo code I have for that, which is Billy's Brain. And if you call in, it's you get a $5 discount. So you basically get half price.
Yeah, yeah.
But call in and you avoid the service fee that you would get online.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that's Sunday, the premiere. 7:00, Tampa Improv. Billy's Brain is a promo code to get $5 tickets with a call in. And the number for the box office is 813-864-4000, extension 5.
813-864-4000. That's 4 and 3 zeros?
Yeah.
Extension 5.
Extension 5. Don't forget that.
EXT5.
And that goes to the box office. And if you use Billy's Brain as a promo code for the premiere, you get in for $5.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah. Come in, and then we're going to be doing a
You can't
Q&A
see a movie
after
for
that.
$5.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Not any, well, I think, yeah. I think what's the AMC has like Tuesdays right now or something like that?
Oh, do they? I don't know.
I
for
think
$5?
So.
I don't think
I remember that. I remember seeing it. So I can't confirm it.
No, I just went
Don't
to
hold me to it.
I just went to AMC, and
I'm
I got
mine.
The senior discount, and it was like $12.95, you know.
But was that wow. yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, or tomorrow. Can, was it tomorrow?
No, I think it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell you this much, that right now, as much stuff that's going on, everybody's looking for an escape.
True.
Yeah.
This is exactly the thing that you would go and do.
Right.
So for $5, you can come in and hang out and check out the movie. You'll see the people in the movie. This is actually, we did this under a SAG contract. So, I mean, we have.
Oh, no.
Ultimate. We did.
You had to pay people then.
I did have to pay
oh,
some
God.
People.
That's all.
And I had to maintain certain standards.
Oh, no.
What the heck?
Oh.
So, you know.
Clark and I are going to dress up in matching tuxedos as if there's a red carpet.
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
I get
a t-shirt.
Oh, she gets a t-shirt.
Oh.
Well, you put it, I didn't see you coming, and I got lipstick on it, so that's fine.
Yeah, right, don't worry about it.
But yeah, so,
oh, that's,
so that's
great, that noise that you make, picking that up and throwing it down.
But yeah, so Sunday, yeah, come out for that. This is the escape. I mean, that's what this whole movie was intended for, is like a popcorn movie, you know, escapism. This is
right?
This is the old school, like sci-fi horror comedy.
Oh, absolutely. You know? So, hug your girlfriend in the balcony. At the scary parts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, get a little jump scare.
And there are balconies at the Improv.
There are balconies at the Improv. Yeah.
Yes.
That's where Natasha and I will be sitting.
Boy.
Is Clark hired under a SAG contract, too?
Oh, man. I don't know. He may be.
Hey,
I just want Jeff Lewis to know that we're just kidding around on the podcast.
High school counselor.
Jeff will kick your ass.
I know we will. I'm afraid of Jeff.
High school counselor.
COU.
Yes.
NS.
Or
N. NSELOR.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
Counselor.
Why did that just come up?
Can you use that in a sentence?
Yes. This is how you spell the word counselor.
Oh, because, very good.
Because the counselor for the SOTM show, she reposted everything that Tony had just said, and I just want to say good work.
Oh, that's
counselor.
Nice.
Oh.
That's awesome. Counselor, yes.
It's nice that somebody affiliated with the show is competent at doing stuff, even if they're not actually on the show.
Now we have people are actually listening in Kansas City as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they will be.
If you are,
so that's
yeah.
one of those things where once we get past this part, once the movie's done, we're going to start to do, you know, things like
touring,
festivals and
Comic-Con,
that kind of thing, so people can look for us on those and those venues as well and come out and they can dress like Billy.
Or Arthur.
Yeah.
Or
Arthur
Cora.
Bixby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cora. Yeah, you could dress. I really, really, and it's probably going to happen, just not today. But
oh, yeah.
I'm working on the the characters, the Funko or whatever.
Oh, the action figures.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's,
very nice.
Yeah, but that's going to take a little bit.
Mine just has to have a blazer and a dead stare.
Right? Yeah. That's some funny stuff, man. It's really, I mean, it's actually, it's more funny than scary. You know,
yeah, that's what I've been telling people, too.
Much more funny than scary. So,
oh, okay, funny.
You know,
but there will be some frightening parts where you can squeeze your date.
Yeah, there's some suspenseful things.
Yeah.
But it's more along the lines of like a young Frankenstein or, you know, like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Right.
You know, it's got some campiness to it.
Yeah.
But it's also like contemporary. You know, we shot at contemporary, so it looks good.
I was going to say, is it black and white to save money?
Actually, black and white the doesn't save your money.
No, it's more expensive now. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like
all right. Well, since
we shot scenes in the basement of the Improv, which most people don't know that
underneath.
Any place in Florida has a basement.
Yeah, really.
And that
in Florida,
that's legitimately creepy down there.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you've been down there for 12 hours, it gets creepier the longer you're down there.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
yeah. Clark lived down there.
Yeah,
we got a couple of cool pictures.
Oh yeah, it was
yeah, on the social media, you can find the pictures. Yeah,
that's where the Ybor keeps their Christmas decorations.
Yeah, they keep everything down there, man. It's
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Clark uses those pictures on his dating profile.
I know.
Check them out on OkCupid.
That's probably the funniest part of the film is what Clark is doing with.
Uh-oh.
Those aren't finish a sentence.
No, it's all.
Wait, don't finish.
Those aren't.
We don't want to know what he was doing with the. Yeah.
I'm apparently a prop comic.
Something.
I didn't realize.
You said something on Craigslist.
Yeah, I put. Yes. I did. I was having trouble pinning down a companion for the premiere, so I placed a series of ads on Craigslist.
Nice.
They're very well written with good.
Thank you. And the first person that replied was kind of into it, and until she asked, "So what's the compensation for this?" And I said, "Oh, there's no money being changed." And she goes, "I just remembered I have my kids that weekend." So she bailed out.
Wow.
But
did she tell you she had kids before that?
No, she did not. The kids didn't become a factor until there was no money.
So that's the new thing now. Instead of like, "Oh, I got a headache or I'm washing my hair, got to pick up my kids."
Kids,
you have kids? Oh, I didn't tell you?
No. Yeah.
Oh, it didn't come up before now?
I'm a soccer mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would be a great reaction? Say, "Oh, you know what? I got a van. Why don't I come with you?"
It works.
Yeah.
It works. We got Natasha over here.
Hey, we're in the bowling alley. Follow me. Okay. Yes.
I feel like this podcast just pushes the cause of like men are more than along. Well done, guys. Two of them are sitting back from their microphones. They're like, "We're not."
This is really bad timing with the whole Weinstein thing, man.
Yeah. But what I took away from the Craigslist experience was you would think that people use that site for prostitution.
You would think.
Who knew that was what that was for? So,
man.
So how you spell Craig?
Speaking of Weinstein, how do you get kicked out of your own company?
Oh, man.
No, that's really.
Well, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I'll tell you how.
Well,
you incorporate.
Yeah, you start answering to stockholders.
You incorporate, get aboard, and you are out.
Yeah.
You all of a sudden, you are, what's it, Men's Warehouse?
Oh, yeah. He got kicked out of his own company.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did Bruce Wayne. He got kicked out of, in the Dark Knight, remember?
So did that owner of the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. Donald Sterling got booted out, had to sell his own basketball team.
Crash and burn that party.
Can I tell people where to find find us?
Please do.
Find our information.
Yeah.
is that okay?
Sure.
For Gaudomatic Entertainment.
Oh,
that's
yes.
The name of the production company.
Spell it.
Yeah.
Gaudomatic. Gaudomatic. God as in Gaud as in me, yes. Tony God.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Gaudomatic.
Yeah.
Just like that.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, find us on social media. Follow the pages for all the information, for details. We're going to be putting up the website, gaudomatic.com, after the premiere, and then we'll start putting the information and links to find the film and any of the other productions that we have going on. But if you go on Facebook, Instagram.
Or burlymen.com.
Burlymen.com. Yeah. Yeah, stuff like Clark Brooks on Craigslist.com.
Yeah.
You can find us there. But yeah,
you're not going to find a lot of what you're looking for at that one.
And hashtag BGABB. Billy's got a bad brain.
Oh.
#BGABB. You can find all kind of stuff on Twitter and Instagram and all that. So
there's a bunch of stuff already on YouTube. I saw it.
Yeah, I also have the YouTube channel Automatic as well. So you can find some of the behind the scenes clips, the trailers, and so forth.
Yeah, I've been turned into a GIF a couple times.
Oh, nice.
Already. Nice. So, which is a.
Well, you've made it, Brooks.
It's a nice way to be immortalized.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, man. Really.
Wait till we're done. We'll put the film out.
I just want those on a loop at my funeral when I die.
If nothing else, we'll just have a bunch of Clark Brooks.
Yeah.
Arthur Bixby doing his thing.
Right.
All right. Before we go any further, I would be remiss if I didn't say this because the people are wondering.
Oh. Okay.
Why wasn't Spike in the crowd scene?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have any crowds.
Yeah, well, there were no crowds.
That answers,
no crowd
that, answers that question. Yeah.
I think the only real things that we had where we had extras in background were like in the restaurant and bar scene. And I think that was during the day when you weren't even available. So,
hey, Kate.
Also, we couldn't fit you in under the budget.
Are there any car chases or explosions?
There's a car.
Yeah.
It's car. Driving.
We just kind of drive around in it.
Yeah. There's a car and a truck.
There's a truck. Yeah, I forgot about the truck.
Well, there's not exactly explosions. There's transformations and some cool special effects.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nothing explodes, though.
Nothing blows up.
Except this your mind.
The next one. Yeah, we'll blow your mind, Billy. Yeah. We'll blow your brain.
Is there a cliffhanger?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, this isn't the end.
Oh, so there might be a sequel.
That's how these movies are made.
Oh,
it's a genre film.
Nice. Yeah, so in the next one, there could be a crowd. And then
Billy's got a bad crowd.
Actually, you know what? I already know there is actually a scene, and I already know exactly the scene that I would put you in. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be bigger, right?
Oh, so there's a part for a wino?
Otis?
There's a guy that can speak clearly.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Well, I see what you did there.
Actually, for the next one, I have the sequel in mind. We've already talked about it because... Kara, Natasha, because I mean she did a really awesome job with the character, that I have to bring her back to continue her exploration,
her conspiracies.
Yeah, because she uncovers conspiracies. So that's
then that means I'm going to be killed at some point.
Could be.
Yeah,
you
could,
but listen, there's no telling. You might come back to life. That's some.
Oh, that's true. You could be killed, but not killed.
Yeah.
Should I start wrapping it up because we only have 3 minutes left, Spike?
Oh,
is that what you're trying to tell me?
He's been telling
me for 7 minutes that we have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, well, now it's true.
Now it's true?
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who may be disappointed or not care, we're not going to do What's Twending.
No.
We're not going to do a B report. I don't think Steve's sad about that. You don't mind not doing a B report, do you?
No, that's okay.
Okay, good. I don't mind doing not. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk things in the past.
The
present or the future.
What about the sponsors?
We did the sponsors. We had to do the sponsors.
Yeah, we did.
How about what did you get out of this?
We will do that. I think
we will.
3 minutes is a long time, though, isn't it?
Not anymore.
No? All right. Well, then let's do that. Let's go around the table and let's find out what everybody took from this show. Let's start with PW. Not you, Steve. PW.
I learned that there's at least one beautiful woman in this movie.
Aww.
Thanks. Aw, Tony.
I did shave half a leg.
PW wins.
And Schmatz, how are you going to top that bit of suckery?
I learned that sometimes my oblivion comes back to bite me.
All right.
Yeah.
Got deep, man.
Serious.
Yeah.
Natasha, if you could stop staring into my eyes for 3 seconds and tell people what you
But there's such deep pools. What did I get out of this?
Yeah, what did you get out of this experience tonight? Out of the show?
I thought you were going to say the movie because I had to come back for that. No. For this show today. Oh, I got a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Too shabby. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And if you, I did now because yeah. this is on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you BFFs for life.
Oh,
that's so nice.
What a crock of crap.
Yeah. All right.
Steve, Voice of Reason, what did you garner from this experience?
I learned that, like computer analyst or physical therapist, there's a honored profession known as conspiracy theorist.
Oh, that's good. All right. And Tony?
I learned that Spike is more than just the mic.
Oh.
Oh, that's so nice.
And that leaves us with Spike and the Mic. What did you learn from your own show that you didn't host?
I learned this is an awesome show that you hosting it, and I learned, as the people on the chat line, thank you for listening, and they learned how to say 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Natasha, Tony God, the rest of your crew, thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is the Spike on the Mic show. We love you so much. You guys, welcome back to get a stick a microphone in your mouth real soon.
Whew. All right. That's it. Go away. Go listen to something else now.